T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Thank you so much for joining us today as we celebrate the reopening of many of our attractions across Niagara County. As we enter phase 4 of reopening this week here in Western New York and Niagara Falls, USA, we are finally seeing the brighter days at the end of the rainbow. Finally. So I would like to thank our elected officials who have joined us today, as well as many of our attraction partners that you'll hear from in a little bit. The attractions have an opportunity today for each of them to briefly discuss their plans to reopen their businesses safely and welcome visitors back to our destination. Before we hear from them, I'd like to invite our elected officials to each say a few words, beginning with our State Senator Robert Ort. Senator.
I know. I guess. I certainly want to thank everyone for being here today. And I want to thank John Percy, and I want to thank my colleague Angelo Mornello and our great mayor Bob Restaino, as well as all the folks from the attractions and all the folks who are here today to support this reopening. I think I can speak for everybody when I say this has been a long time coming. Thank God we're finally here. And the reality is we need to let people know that Niagara Falls is open for business. And this is so critical because this Niagara Falls, Niagara County, Western New York to a larger extent is, you know, the tourist dollars, this is the season when people are coming to Niagara Falls. And if we can't convince them that, A, it's safe to come back, but also for all of our businesses, our local vendors who are here, but for the city in general, and I'm sure the mayor can speak to this, if we don't try to salvage some of this season that's left, it's going to be much worse for everyone down the line. And so, I wish it had been here sooner, but I'm glad we're here. I'm glad we're reopening. I think it is important that we obviously follow our guidelines. It's important for the state, and Assemblyman Mornello and I will continue to work to get clarification on some of these guidelines because they sometimes move or sometimes are not clear. But it is very important that our businesses understand the guidelines, have them in advance of reopening, but also then they can comply by them. I have not met one business that wants to open unsafely. Every business I've talked to, everyone who wants, especially with dealing with the public, they want to make sure they're in compliance, they want to make sure they have masks, they want to make sure they have sanitizer, they want to make sure people are socially distant. But they need to understand the rules and what they can do and what they can't do. And so, Assemblyman Mornello and I have worked hard with each phase to try and get clarification on some of the guidelines, which sometimes have been late or have been given at the last second. We need to make sure that that does not continue. And we also want to make sure we're opening safely because we do not want to see what's happening in California, where you have opening and then very quickly you're going the other direction. And I can't think of anything more catastrophic for our businesses, for the city of Niagara Falls, for Western New York or New York State, if we have to go the other direction. I commend everyone who has been patient. Is Gary here from?
Yeah,
cool. There he is, okay. See, with the mask, I don't know anybody anymore. But, I know that there's been a lot of public dollars put into the aquarium specifically, and I know he's probably chopping at the bit to get that open and get families back in here. And I know, again, the mayor is certainly chomping at the bit to get people back in spending money in the local economy here in Niagara Falls. So we will continue to be an advocate for this region, for Niagara Falls, for Western New York, and for all of our businesses, not-for-profit businesses across New York State, so they can open and so they can survive. Because I don't think I'm overstating the fact that right now, for a lot of folks, this is about survival, economically, as well as from a public health standpoint. So an honor to be here. I'm guessing my colleague from the Assembly is up next. I will turn the microphone over to a very good friend of mine, a very good friend of a lot of people here, Assemblyman Angelo Morinello.
Thank you, Senator. Good afternoon, and thank you all for coming. We have various attraction operators that are going to speak, but I'm here representing Mother Nature. We have the largest open air. It's okay, Dave. No problem. If you really think about this region, and I'm going to take my district, the 145th, including parts of Grand Island and all of Niagara County. If you think about our open spaces, these are attractions. Yesterday, I had the privilege of walking the Shoreline Trail from Goat Island to the Grand Island Bridge. There is an opportunity for tourism, safe distancing, and exercise. It is magnificent. The State Parks Department have coordinated with the Greenway Commission on the bike trail because we want to do a bike trail completely around New York State. But they have put in a lake that had been there almost across from the old Nabisco building. And it is magnificent. And you get a view of both the lake that they put in and the river from that point. There were geese with their little ducklings, or whatever geeslings are. But I'm telling you, we can do this. We have unique opportunities in Western New York. We have Fort Niagara. We have all of the other attractions that scream ecotourism. And with the pandemic, this is what is new. This is the vision we have to have. It's outdoor ecotourism tying in Mother Nature. I want to thank John Percy. I want to thank the press and all the attractions. I want to thank Senator Ort, who's worked with me on clarifications on issues. And with that being said, let's thank Mother Nature for what she gave us. Let's use it to its fullest. Thank you very much. I'm going to call on my good friend, Mayor Restaino. Bob and I go way back. We've been friends. He's a blessing, and he's a breath of fresh air for the city. Bob?
Hello, everyone. Right now, if I could express exhaling in a loud way, I would do that, because here we are at phase four. It's July 1st. Summer is beginning in the city of Niagara Falls, and I know among all the people in this room, I'm among the happiest folks that you could see. I believe that Niagara Falls is uniquely positioned to bring itself back over the course of these next 2 months. Now, clearly, we have a shortened season. And I think everybody in the room that has an attraction, and those of us that pay attention to the tourist season, understand that. Our hotels, we understand that the season's shorter. All that means is that we're going to be sharper and better at what we do. And I realize that as these businesses take upon themselves the ability to sort of move forward in these next 2 months, I know that I'm expecting that we're going to do quite well in July and August. I've had the chance to speak with a number of the hotel owners, as well as a variety of the restaurant and attraction individuals. And I know that they're all ready, very, very ready to do this and to do it right. Senator Ort's absolutely correct. Not a one of them wants to run afoul of the guidelines. Not one of them wants to be in a position where they jeopardize the economy for all of us. I can tell you that from City Hall's perspective, we're going to do whatever we can to try and assist. We have developed an expedited method for our restaurants and bars to engage in outdoor service. We have one of our representatives here from the Business Development Office, Alan Booker. He and his colleague have our format prepared. We are inviting the businesses to please contact us and we're happy to walk you through what is a very expedited process to expand your opportunities as a restaurant or as a bar. Personally, these have been difficult weeks for not only the city of Niagara Falls, but for the country. We've gotten to a point now where I think we're all ready, as I said in my opening, to exhale, to have some fun. I'm just going to simply ask that all of us do our level best to promote the idea that come to Niagara Falls, you can really, as the assembly member said, you can enjoy nature, you can enjoy all the wonderful things that we have to offer. Destination Niagara has put together a marketing plan that I think will work for us as we wander our way through these next couple of months. But please come. Those who will hear me say this, come to Niagara Falls. We're open for business. We're waiting for you. We've been waiting for a while, so please hurry on in. And enjoy all that Niagara Falls has to offer. Thank you all so much.
Thank you, Mayor and Senator and Assemblyman, for your kind words, and wonderful to have your support. You've been wonderful supporters of tourism. Our next speaker, Ellen Schratz, is the Alderwoman at Large for the City of Lockport and speaking on behalf of Mayor Roman and the City of Lockport. Also a big supporter of tourism. Ellen.
Just a little here. Hi. How are you? I don't know if you can even see me here. Yeah, I want to mirror a lot of what all these distinguished gentlemen have said before me here. First of all, thank you so much for having me here. Us way over towards the east get a little forgotten in the whole Niagara County, but Lockport is also open. We are open for business. We have great restaurants, and the city council was able to help the restaurants spread their wings and get a little more social distancing out with their outdoor eating. We have great coffee shops. We also have a wonder, like you do here in Niagara Falls, we have the locks, which are a miracle, engineering miracle. And the lock tenders are there, and they are doing demonstrations of our Flight of Five, our historical locks. We also have many, many outdoor activities that can be done in Niagara Falls, in Lockport. We have the canal walk, which is just so cool, and our volunteers have put flowers everywhere, which brings us to our weekend of July 11th and 12th, where we are blooming in Lockport. We're trying to do all sorts of outdoor activities. So there's a garden walk that has been taking place for about 20 years. Then we started this year a chalk walk. And with that too is the Keenan Center, which hopefully many of you know all about, is having a garden, which is art sculptures for garden. There'll be plenty of artists there doing unbelievable sculptures. And then our community market is open, which we have. Our community market is open only for food vendors so that we can have the social distancing that they need, but that's going to be open all until October. We're very excited about that. We are planning an Oktoberfest. So like I said, we are very open, and we are very aware of social distancing and all of the guidelines that are coming down through the state, and we appreciate everyone coming out to see Lockport. So thank you for having me here.
Thank you, Ellen. And pleasure to have Lockport in our presence. The attractions that we'll speak today are the Aquarium of Niagara Falls, Lockport Cave and Underground Boat Ride, Niagara Falls State Park, Old Fort Niagara, Rainbow Air Helicopter, and Whirlpool Jet Boats, in that order. So we're going to begin with the Aquarium of Niagara Falls.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Gary Siddall, as John said, executive director with the aquarium. Admittedly, we tried to smuggle some penguins in, but we couldn't get the mask to fit quite right, so you're stuck with just me today. A quick note before I comment on the aquarium. The community here has been incredible. Our elected officials, the folks with John and his team, we have had so much support. I talk often with other zoos and aquariums. There's only 54 accredited aquariums across the country, and no one else has received a phone call from the mayor of their city at 8 o'clock on a Saturday asking if you're okay, asking if you need anything. And that is across the board in all of the offices of our elected officials. John and I have talked many times, and that level of support is not something that's common, and I find that to be a unique and very warming characteristic of Niagara Falls. So I just wanted to comment on that first. With regards to the aquarium, we have opened our doors to members. We opened our doors yesterday. We are today welcoming aquarium members, and on Thursday and Friday, we'll welcome in aquarium members as well as anyone who is deemed an essential worker throughout this pandemic. So we're very excited to be able to extend that opportunity for those folks that went above and beyond to put their lives on the line, that said goodbye to their loved ones every morning, and whether that's a grocery store or a first responder, we are very proud to welcome them into the aquarium. And then on Saturday, the 4th of July, a date that we've heard a lot about today, we will be offering general admission. Those tickets will be sold on our website. That is the surest and best way to ensure that you'll get in without having an extended wait time. So we'll be open from 9:00 in the morning until 9:00 at night on Saturday, and then going forward, Sunday through Thursday, 9 to 7, and Friday and Saturday throughout the summer season until 9:00. So we encourage everyone to come out and see the aquarium. We are at 25% capacity, as many of the other attractions are. So if you're typically steering away from the aquarium this time of year because of the large crowds, you can visit the aquarium at 25% capacity without the extra and undue pressure. So I want to thank again, John, for inviting us to have this opportunity to speak today, and we are very excited to be a part of the opening of Niagara Falls. Thanks, John.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Callahan. I'm from Lockport Cave and Underground Boat Ride up in Lockport. I would like to thank John and the staff for really keeping all of us in the tourism industry aware on almost a daily basis. Their staff has done a tremendous job for all of us, and I'd like to also compliment Niagara County Economic Development, who has also been very instrumental in leading and guiding us to our ability to open. Our attraction will open on July 4th. We're finally glad to be there. Our story, of course, is that of the Industrial Revolution and the history that surrounds Lockport and the industries that made it the city of smokeless power. We're also very glad that Lockport Locks and Erie Canal Cruises is operating, as will the Discovery Center in Lockport. So we really have a good half to three quarters of a day. Tourists that are coming to the falls, staying in hotels, they have additional things to do in Lockport, as Ellen Schratt said. So we're looking forward to our opening. Reservations are, attendance is by reservation only on our website, www.lockportcave.com. And we're looking forward to Saturday's opening. Thank you very much.
Good afternoon. I'm Mark Mastrod. I'm the regional director for Niagara New York State Parks in this region. Certainly want to thank Destination Niagara for hosting this important day, this announcement. As I see the increased pedestrians out there and people walking by my office in the park, it's actually starting to feel like a normal week in July. We're not quite there yet, but we'll get there at least to 50% capacity. I'm really proud that Niagara Falls State Park and other state parks were able to stay open through this pandemic and provide that respite that was so desperately needed during this pandemic. It was really important. And I do want to thank our Governor Cuomo and Commissioner Eric Coulisade for providing the resources for parks to stay open through this time, even to the extent of waiving parking fees through the 3.5 months, up until a couple weeks ago. That was a big help. So a lot of little things like that, but they gave us, we were able to keep the staff on and keep things running, and I know the community truly appreciated it, as we saw by the attendance. So the parks were open, but many of our important venues were closed, as we all know, and that's why we're here today. So happy to report, last week the Maid of the Mist opened, and they've been seeing increasing numbers every day. And just yesterday, the Cave of the Winds opened for the first time under very little fanfare. We didn't really announce it. It was kind of, you know, all right, things are lined up, let's go. We had just under 1,000 visitors yesterday. And I get a kick out of Ange Birdie. She couldn't be here today, but she did a live Facebook feed yesterday morning from the cave, and within no time had 11,500 hits. And it just goes to show the interest of it. And we did interview some of the families at the cave. They had so much fun. And, you know, it's hard to forget. If you you've been there, you might not have been there for a few years, but keep going. It just doesn't get old. It was so much fun being down there. So that's all good. We do anticipate next week getting the trolleys up and running, and we're working on the plan for the visitor center. We may open it soon to limited capacity, but again, hopefully next week with some details there. And then our partner, Delaware North, has opened their concessions in a variety of areas, mostly out in Goat Island. We hope the Top of the Falls restaurant will open very soon, maybe to a limited capacity, and certainly over on the mainland at Prospect Point. So they're very active and engaged, and their gift shop is open out at Goat Island. So I would like to thank again Destination Niagara for, you know, really pushing Niagara Falls USA during these last few months that have been very difficult. You've done a great job. And I'm very confident that by working together with everybody here, it's going to be a good summer. It won't be our normal summer, but it'll be a good summer. We want it to be good. We want it to be great, actually. We want it to be safe. So I just wish all of us continued success. Let's kick this off, and hopefully we'll be reporting some good things by the end of this tour season. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob Emerson from Old Fort Niagara. Since late March, it's been eerily quiet at the fort, and we're anxious for that to end. We will be opening on Friday, just in time for the July 4th weekend. So if people don't feel like traveling far, they can at least travel back in time to another era. So we published our reopening safety plan on our website, so anybody that cares to visit can go and see what precautions we are taking. We will be having our living history programs outdoors, so you'll still be able to come and see the ever popular musket demonstrations, etc. You can tour the historic buildings. We have a lot of windows and doors that we can keep open to provide good ventilation. So it's great to be back on track after these eerily quiet weeks when we've been closed and we've only had a skeleton force at the fort to maintain things. So we're looking forward to seeing everybody. 4th of July weekend's usually our busiest weekend of the year, and we're looking forward to reopening and welcoming some guests. So thank you.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Pat Proctor with Rainbow Air Helicopter Tours over Niagara Falls, and it gives me great pleasure to say this. We're finally open tomorrow. Thank God. thank you. we basically have been ready from the get-go. We wanted to go March 26, but apparently we hit a little snag, just like everybody else. But safety's always been our number one issue and concern, and we always attacked it to make sure everybody has the most enjoyable time on our aircraft and be able to see the falls, the U.S. and the Canadian side. So during the time the world stopped, the one thing did not stop, and that was the water going over the falls. So, and that's one thing also we're good at around here is weathering the storm. So it's time to forget about the past. Let's move forward. Let's hope for a great July until whenever. Let's hope that we have a big extended season here. Unfortunately for us, we had to cut our staff a little bit. We did have to cut our days. We're open Thursday through Sunday from 9 a.m. usually to about 6 p.m. weather permitting. And hey, anybody's interested, come on, check us out tomorrow. We'll be taking off, and it's looking to be a good time, especially with the weather being like this. So I want to thank everybody for coming out and Destination hosting the event. John, one big shout out to our officials behind us for keeping their phones on at all times throughout this pandemic. There's nobody been more annoying than myself calling them, can we open? Did you hear? But we're here. In case you didn't hear, we're open tomorrow. with that, I'd like to pass it off to John Kitty for Whirlpool Jet Boats. Thank you.
Yes, I'm John Kinney. I'm the president of Whirlpool Jet Boats. And the first thing I want everybody to know is I'm not here in a life jacket because there's any problems at the power plants. They haven't lost control of the water. We're not about to have a deluge here, but we are having one down in the gorge, which is the normal course of business at Whirlpool Jet Boats. We started today. We were very, very, very excited to be back and be in operation. And we've gone through a tremendous amount of work with our local health authority to achieve everything that we needed to do to achieve social distancing and all of the sanitation of our equipment and our boats, because of our boats go in and out, and all of our guests wear a life jacket like I do today. And at Whirlpool Jet Boats, we're very fortunate. We have a large fleet of boats. We added our ninth jet boat last year, which gives us the ability to spread out our guests amongst that fleet of vessels and basically maintain our capacities, even though they're spread over so many other boats than we would otherwise. But we've been through a lot over the years. Whirlpool Jet Boats is in our 29th season here on the Niagara River. And we've gone through all of these, so many challenges, nothing quite like this. But I say to my colleagues, I say to our representatives, the one thing that we did after 9/11 is this destination, and I was lockstep with John and everybody here at Destination Niagara, is we stayed true to our convictions. Whatever it is that you did, whether you were an accommodation, whether you were an attraction, whether you were in the restaurant bars, we stuck to our convictions through 9/11, and consequently, 2002 was one of the strongest years of tourism. I think this will take a little bit more than that, but I know as a destination, and particularly with the leadership that John provides, as well as the backing of our political partners, that we can get through this as quickly as possible, and I'm just glad to be doing our little part of it. So thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Thank you all for your wonderful words and your many thanks to our organization. Your partnerships mean more than anything. And thank you for your hard work, all of you and our elected leaders, during this time and making sure that we are opening safely and that we are working together to make sure that happens. It is with great pride that we open safely this week to finally welcome visitors and locals again back to our doors, back to our homes here in Niagara Falls, and to get the tourism economy buzzing once again. As we entered phase three a few weeks ago, we transitioned from our soft and inspirational marketing messaging to a stronger push in our key drive markets. We started 3 months ago with Destination of Hope. Soon after that, or a few weeks after that, we were into Dream Now, Adventure Later. So as many mentioned, we were out there. We were present in all of our markets to make sure that Niagara Falls was first and foremost in their minds while they were home searching and looking for travel for the future. Now, on June 18th, we activated wide open spaces, now open for adventure, across all of our digital channels. Our strategy with this campaign is to highlight the many adventures across Niagara County that visitors can experience on a daily basis, and what a wonderful week to open up. Of course, we'd love to have been open earlier, but what a great week to open up is July 4th week. Our messaging also includes our new Unified and Safety program. This is a program that we created and put out to all of our partners across Niagara County to show that unification, to show that we are together in this, as you are witnessing today, that the prime motivators for consumers and all the research that has started since day one from Traveler Sentiment is that health and safety is number one concern when traveling or picking a travel destination. So the Unified and Safety program that is here, that is around our building, and even the Visitor Center is open today for the first time. But we are all practicing that and making it a priority in all of our businesses because it's imperative that we do. In the 2 weeks since we launched the campaign of Wide Open Spaces, we have seen a significant increase in overall website visitation, which indicates a strong intent to visit. A few numbers: 109% increase in overall visits to the website, 157% increase in page views, 101% increase in new users. Our now open blog, I had to ask Andrea this morning, are we sure on this number? But the blog page views increased nearly 30,000%. Places to stay increased 102%, and attraction page views increased 99%. All these numbers collectively show that the pent-up demand for travel is high, and we truly believe with all of our attractions beginning to reopen this week, we will see our dry market visitors return to enjoy all this destination has to offer. And I think, you know, Niagara Falls in the past has bounced back quicker. As someone mentioned earlier, we have, I think John did, that next year may be our best year ever. This year, strangely and uniquely, oddly, weirdly different, but next year hopefully will be our best year on record. I truly believe that our comeback will be stronger than the setback. We have said that from the get-go, and I truly believe those words. So if there are any questions from the media, we're happy to entertain those. We are, all of us are available for individual interviews if you so wish. Dave. So this is an open-ended question. Who wants to take it first? Mark, do you want to?
I could take the state parks. So we're undertaking a number of measures. So example, with the rails, we have fencing set up so that when the density it gets too much in the Prospects Park area or the Luna Island, we will be cutting numbers off. And we're looking, striving for about 50%. And of course, everyone gets the message, social distancing is the number one aspect. You can't do that in all cases, so you have to wear masks. And so our staff is monitoring it, talking to people, encouraging breaking up groups when that happens. Same thing for Maid of the Mist. They like to go along the rail at the Maid. We're allowing just a certain amount of that because it's a very brief time. If it was extended time, we'd have to get more aggressive. But as long as everyone has the masks on, and they split up after a few minutes, we're comfortable with that. But keep in mind, the restrictions of everything is 50% at the most. The elevators, we're limiting to 50% as well. In all our venues, the restaurants, we've got the markings on the floor, and everyone's trained to keep an eye to do their best to encourage patrons to be respectful, be courteous of the others, and I think you mentioned park police. They're not going to be so much monitoring the wearing of masks, but just their regular day-to-day duties of making sure people are safe and comfortable in other ways, and that they're comfortable in their setting. So they will be available, and we just had a long meeting with them yesterday, and they're all geared up for a very busy weekend. Everyone's on duty. Anybody else?
Right, anyone, yeah.
Our situation was uniquely challenging in that when we were working with our health department officials, the first thing that they challenged us with was the fact that paper and cloth masks become highly ineffective once they get wet. Presents a real problem on our boat tour. We have adopted a situation of from our whitewater rafting resorts that we operate is all of our guests now wear a helmet with a Lexan face shield that is used to prevent any water droplets from being splashed onto another guest. So our guests do kind of look like they're going on a lunar mission when they're getting ready to go on the boat. But those are the unique challenges. In addition to having to social distance amongst groups on the boat, which is taken a boat that would normally handle 50 people down to 17. We've had to adopt those types of strategies, again, to prevent any possible transmission during the course of their time at Whirlpool Jet Boats.
Just something to add, we do have to have our passengers wear masks throughout. We will be providing masks, hand sanitizer, anything to keep them safe and comfortable through the time being. The challenging thing for us was the fact that we could only put 4 maximum passengers per trip, so we were told be creative with our COVID plan and the PPE plan as well. Basically, what we have to do is we can't put separate couples in the aircraft, so we'll have to do multiple trips with less passengers being filled. But if we do get a family of 4, it is bloodline, they are allowed to ride together, but again, they do have to wear masks. That was the one good thing, that the outcome. With this safety plan, the template that we have, believe it or not, scary enough, our plan for opening and closing every year through the FAA basically emulates this, but just adds a few things, such as wiping down the aircraft after every trip, providing hand sanitizer. Instead of headsets, they'll have to wear earplugs instead. But all that stuff will be provided as well. Anything to be safe, though.
So our primary strategy at the aquarium has been to implement safety protocols and strategies without being invasive on guest experience. So it's an attraction. You're supposed to be there having a good time, having fun. And what we tried to do was interpret that in a way that was non-intrusive. So as you move through the building, we're using a lot of bright colors. We're asking groups to stay together, one family or one group per exhibit, and then follow the flow. So we've got a little floor pattern that will guide people through safely. And the feedback that we've received in our first 2 days of now opening has been very positive. It's been welcoming for adults and children alike. So we've worked hard to maintain that it is still fun to come to the aquarium despite the COVID restrictions.
Lockport Cave's capacity is going to be 50% of what it was. We were at a 30 people per tour. We'll get down to 15 people per tour. We think that the quality of our tour increases with less people because the tour guides can pay more attention and provide more information to a smaller group. There is no entrance for anyone other than the person who has paid for the tickets online. It's one way in, one way out. You cannot enter back into our building, so there's no assembly. Everyone is required to wear a face mask. We've worked very hard with the New York State Canal Corporation and the Power Authority to make sure part of our tour, of course, is the Flight of Five and the locks at Lockport and those operations. We will conduct those operations on the Lockview Plaza walkway, so there will be no assimilation between a tourist who is walking and or the state employees, and of course, we're requiring everyone to keep a 6-foot distance as well. That will be paced out. And the good news is because we have tour guides it is a guided tour, we're able to control the groups and the distancing and make sure that we're enforcing that.
Anything to add? Thank you. No, don't apologize. Good questions. No, but we discussed that early. We don't have that number specifically. Some attractions may be able to answer that, you know, more directly, and even hotels by the zip codes that they gather. But I think we talked about it earlier in the staff that I think this is a great opportunity, and it's great to have. Thank you to all of you, the media, for being here, because we can express that locals can now, you know, maybe someone said it earlier, if it's less crowded, take advantage of the wonderful attractions and the gyms and the assets that we possess in Niagara County and Western New York, and be able to come up here and even get away and stay in one of the hotels and make it an overnight stay, make it a weekend stay or a weekday stay, and partake and really participate and enjoy the assets that we have that typically, someone said it earlier, that may stay away during a busier summer period. So while they're home, you know, still with their kids and their families and so forth, that, you know, come up and partake and enjoy, again, what we have to offer.
Pretty on alert with what's happening with other states. How about you guys, knowing that everything could change tomorrow?
It could. And I think, you know, we have monitored this on a daily, if not minute-by-minute basis, along with our elected officials and with the governor's office and with the lieutenant governor. You know, I think we have to continue to monitor. Right now, today is, you know, open for business, and we'll continue to monitor. I think our unified and safety message is getting people to commit to that. Not only the organizations, that it shows what they need to commit to. Again, simple things, but I think a lot of reminding of what needs to take place and what the guests have to commit to. So this is something that we're asking everyone to stay committed to. I think, you know, we keep hearing news reports, you know, worldwide, is to continue, you know, washing your hands and keeping your face mask on. And we ask that in all of our businesses, in all the attractions. You heard that from everyone, that they are instilling those into their programs, you know, here on out. So we hope we don't see that spike, that we can continue on as business as usual for these next couple of months.
Do you have an estimate, and I don't know if you mentioned already, do you have an estimation as to how much tourism will be lost this year alone?
We don't have that number. It is significant. There is no doubt about it. We can't stand here and say that it's not. You can talk to any of these attraction partners, our hotels. We have some hotels that are in the audience today. They can give you specific numbers, but it's in the millions that have lost. I know we have numbers on statewide basis we can get to you, but not specifically to Niagara Falls. We have to work with sales tax departments and so forth to really calculate that. But we know it's in the millions. We know this is typically the Black Friday of tourism, is like as Black Friday is into retail. When you wait till that day after Thanksgiving, that we wait till Memorial Day to Labor Day to have our Black Friday in this, you know, tourism business. And this year is going to be oddly and uniquely different. What we're looking forward to is just looking forward and getting open and moving forward.
The last question that I've got here is, you and I had talked right around the time that this pandemic began. You had mentioned that hotel rates had gone down as a result of this, and that they likely stayed down for 2 to 3 years.
It could. It typically in past crises, we've seen that where the average daily rate does fall, and we've already seen it in our Smith Travel reports or STR reports. They don't like when we say Smith Travel anymore, it's STR. But they're the hotel research firm that does research on a weekly basis, daily basis, on average daily rates, occupancy, and so forth. We've already seen a drop in the rates. You've seen it across the entire world where rates have dropped. And we'll see that until demand picks up. You know, demand drives rate. And so as demand continues to go up, occupancy continues to go up, that rate will go up simultaneously. So, you know, that's what we look forward to, is driving that demand and driving the business. And we will see the rates increase as that continues. Anyone want to take that? Offering any local specials?
Yes, we've adopted a program for anybody from the area in Niagara County. Gets a 20% off. They don't need to present a coupon or anything. As soon as they announce, you know, what zip code they're from, and if it's from Niagara or Erie County, we give them 20%. And we're promoting that through our website and encouraging more and more of the term staycation. We going to hear it on and on and on, and clearly we need to do that more when our international markets aren't going to be there this year.
In your kits that Andrea has passed out to you, I think in your press kits, is a listing of the places where we're seeing high visibility from in our campaign, and Buffalo is one of them. So we are, you know, working very hard to make sure that even locally, that our information, that wide open campaign, that wide open spaces campaign, is prevalent in our local market, in the Western New York and the regional market as well. It's very important. Anyone else want to ask?
Josh, every year we take $35 off per person for anyone that could show proof that they live in a 716 area. So we've always been generous and kind of the locals as well. We encourage them to come up this way
even if they don't do our trip, just come up here and explore what we have to offer. Because I'll tell you one thing, during the pandemic, I was down here quite a bit just roaming around. You realize you take for granted what you have in your backyard. And you gather your thoughts real quick when you walk down here.
Anyone else? Thank you.
A large part of Old Fort Niagara's business, both spring and fall, are school boards. And of course, we haven't seen any in the spring, and we're not going to see any in the fall. And that's a big chunk of our business. So during the time that we were closed, we presented a dozen live distance learning programs. We ramped up our presence on Facebook. Interesting photos. We shot some videos, informational videos about the fort. So our effort has been really aimed at keeping the fort in people's minds while they're making plans maybe for later in the summer.
Great. I think I'm so proud of this whole destination, as we mentioned earlier, because Gary at the aquarium, Bob, everybody really just went outside their normal duties and practices to really put forth some unique and innovative things to the marketplace to showcase their attractions and their products. I think it was, kudos to all of these people. They've been so dedicated during this 3 months of the shutdown. Excuse me. Any other questions?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.